What could you suggest to your viewers and listeners today? One key takeaway that you could give them to enable them to have that confidence, just to get in front of the camera, what would that one key takeaway be?
Never doubt that you have the ability to appear on camera and to absolutely crush it with your content. Some very well-established techniques that I can take people through to help them shine on camera. There's also the ability to use a script. If you don't feel that you can remember what you want to say, there are ways to read from a teleprompter that don't look unnatural despite what people say. And what I would say is that the benefits are so profound because we're in a world now where artificial intelligence is dominating content everywhere, and it's your one opportunity to display authentic intelligence in a way that allows you to stand out from all that Me Too marketing that's out there on video and allow you to present from the heart what you and your business truly stand for.
Small Biz Digital Media presents Connect, Convince, Convert, inspiring business success stories with Dave Bird, Steve Ennis, and Martin Hill.
Dave, it's a real pleasure to be here with you and a real privilege because usually it's you interviewing me or you're filming me or doing some piece of work. So I really do love the fact that we're around the other way.
Absolutely. I think it's actually payback time for every guest that I've bossed around in the studio set. And it's such a relief to have a commute of something like 10 metres from our video editing suite, ironically going through one of the previous episodes on this show.
I've known you for some years and it wasn't until I started having a quick look at your background. It's really interesting that you work for the Environment Agency for a long period of time. And of course, you've had your work within the running field. Tell us a little bit, what leads you here to be doing what you're doing?
I guess really you could sum it up from fish to films. I did a PhD in fisheries ecology, including a scholarship in China, would you believe, and came back and worked for what was then the National Rivers Authority. It was a great time to be doing work. I was snorkeling in streams, looking at where young salmon and trout were hanging out, not just for pure academic interest, but we were trying to ensure that the water companies weren't taking up too much water out of these wonderful chalk streams. And it managed to go to a public inquiry where we got the water abstractions reduced, which was fantastic news, of course. But nothing ever lasts forever. And as I got promoted in public sector and got more responsibility, that kind of cutting edge innovation, I lost some of that. And I still had a yearning for that. So I left what was then Environment Agency and became not a videographer, but a running coach.
And then that running coach work, how did that then take you forward into what you do now?
I absolutely loved being with runners and coaching them. And something you'll relate to, this is where I took on my neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, master practitioner training. And that was really helpful because although runners, they were marathon runners, were very concerned about the 26.2 miles that they were running and training for, I knew that it was the 5 inches between their ears, really, that mattered the most and wanted to help them with that. The only problem was because runners being runners were obsessed with tactics, I found myself repeating again and again the same old about running technique, which training schedules they should be running, all important things, but a lot of repetition. And I thought, if I can get this on video, that would be fantastic because you've got on-demand content and then I could focus on the mental well-being to perform at a high level.
And it's really interesting, isn't it, that as you talk about what goes on between our ears, you mention your NLP and the LP stands for the linguistic element. How then has the power of the words helped you in what you do right now? And I know that you're really inspired by Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
there's a lot of linguistic elements in that. Tell us a little bit more about the power of language.
To have such incredible lyrics delivered with such incredible economy of language is something that I've tried to do when I'm working with clients. So inevitably, and you and I have had some history of this, the clients send me some wonderful scripts because their isms and ologies, what they do is I wouldn't begin to obviously know better than them about that, but it's getting it into that concise, rhythmic and well-delivered piece that really engages and keeps people watching the video. We had a video that we turned into a road less travelled metaphor because you've got a passion for bikes.
It was amazing, that wordsmithing talent that you have. It was awesome. I'm quite freshly inspired by Marcus Sheridan's book, They Ask, You Answer, and I've just finished that. It talks about the power of video content. Not just video content, but content per se, that we use that much more effectively as small business owners. So I'll be really curious, you've read that book.
Yeah.
What have you got coming up that, and how are you using video content to help people like me to promote our businesses?
I'm in a group called Marketing for Humans. There's very much a concept of following the buyer journey. I think it's a big mistake, and we've all done it as videographers, in being obsessed about all the wonderful kit we've got and also being concerned that our clients look great on camera, both of which, by the way, are necessary, but they're not sufficient. What is really important is that viewers can have a pathway from not knowing that business at all to getting trust and realizing this business really does have their interests at heart, and really at heart, because we do some very value-centered videos on that buyer journey. And so what I've got is a productized service called the Six-Figure Screenshot, and I use my strapline, which is Connect, Convince, Convert. Because a quick story there is I went to the States and followed Digital Marketer, a big company that cover the buyer journey in their marketing, but they had no less than 12 steps. And they had, I've got a PhD, but they were using words like advocacy and things like that. And I just thought it was a little bit posh and a little bit long-winded. So to cut it down to Connect, Convince, Convert, I thought made more sense to people. And that is split down into three steps under each of those stages. I've managed to find a few C words there that really powerfully convey what is necessary from that very initial stage when they haven't got any confidence to actually being absolutely blunt, having cash coming into their business.
You've obviously got something really good to offer there. So using Marcus again as our inspiration, he talks about people going, oh, I don't want to be on camera, I don't want to be on camera. There's obviously a huge benefit to be doing that. What could you suggest to your viewers and listeners today, one key takeaway that you could give them to enable them to have that confidence, just to get in front of the camera? What would that one key takeaway be?
Never doubt that you have the ability to appear on camera and to absolutely crush it with your content. Some very well-established techniques that I can take people through to help them shine on camera. There's also the ability to use a script. If you don't feel that you can remember what you want to say, there are ways to read from a teleprompter that don't look unnatural, despite what people say. And what I would say is that the benefits are so profound, because we're in a world now where artificial intelligence is dominating content everywhere, and it's your one opportunity to display authentic intelligence in a way that allows you to stand out from all that Me Too marketing that's out there on video, and allow you to present from the heart what you and your business truly stand for.
That's great. And isn't it interesting? I just do suspect with artificial intelligence, we're all going to come out the same. But that authenticity, how lovely is that? Thank you, Dave.
Thank you very much.
This episode of Connect, Convince, Convert was produced by Dave Bird and presented by Liz Gate. Be sure to subscribe if you enjoyed it, so you don't miss any future shows.